Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley. And we have a little bit of a cool minus one this morning. And let's see here. Wind's right of the southeast at 3 kilometers an hour. And let's see. Barometric pressure 103.7 kilopascals and rising, and the humidity is 98%. We're expecting a mix of sun and cloud here. About noon, fog patch is dissipating this morning. High of only +3 today. That's what they're expecting. But anyways, what else we got happening here? Overnight, it's going to go down to -1, and then tomorrow, high of +3, with mainly sunny conditions with a few clouds. Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 4. Saturday, high of 4 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud. Sunday, mix of sun and cloud, high of 3. Monday, high of 1, mix of sun and cloud. Tuesday, mix of sun and cloud, high of 3. Wednesday, mix of sun and cloud, high of 2. Kind of boring. Same old thing by the sounds of it. Anyways, what do we got here? We've got some Beatles standing by and going back to 1965 from their album Help. And we're going to listen to the title track, Help, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone help. When I was young, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Okay, David Bowie there with his discified title track of his album Last Dancer, released in 1983. All right, let's have a look here. 743 minus one on the Crescent Valley, going up to 3 degrees today. We got a couple of real short notes here on this day in Canadian history for January the 16th. We've got a lopsided Stanley Cup win from 1905 when Frank McGee scores 14 goals as the Ottawa Silver 7 beat Dawson City out of Yukon 23-2 for the Stanley Cup. This is the most lopsided playoff game in Stanley Cup history. The Yukon team had to walk from Dawson to Railhead to be able to play in the tournament. Heard they even took dog sled, too, for that tourney. I think it took them about a week to get to Ottawa or something like that. Also on this day in 1939, big news for Jerry Seinfeld here out of New York City when Joe Shuster from Toronto publishes his first Superman comic strip. All right, we've got some Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band here with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from the Night Moves album of 1972, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
So now sweet 16's done, 31. Get the feeling. nothing shown here from above. There's hard stacked destiny all around the openness. Lack what can be said and what is learned. Where this duty to do will this turn. Lay it all down on the line. Still desire to burn. Didn't mean to hurt you. Search you. Jet is rolled, red like 12 roses in a note. A bottle of tequila in a room. Sing bird just for me, like it's real and it wants to be. Least cut loose into the night, with passion of some kind ignites. Santa Claus touches free. Didn't mean to hurt you.
Listening to SKR, South Kootenai Radio, on the airwaves of the World Wide Web, broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, SKR, South Kootenai Radio.
Let you be. Don't do that.
All right, a little Zeppelin there from the second album, released in 1969. Livin', Lovin', Made. That one going out to our biggest Led Zeppelin, South Kootenai Radio fan we got up on the North Shore in New Brunswick there. Huge fan. Don Charles Blues Band before that, Tell Your Mother, and Tom Cochran, Didn't Mean, before that one. All right, we got the news crew just popped in. I got 4 minutes and 30 seconds of news updates that they want to pass on, and then we'll get back on the second half hour. Some more great music for you right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is January 16th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. All eyes are on Hollywood this morning, with this year's Oscar nominations coming out in about half an hour. And critics are saying the potential field in the best film category could be one of the strongest in years.
This is Mask, Alabama.
We are an unarmed freighter. We have two skiffs approaching with armed intruders.
Potential piracy situation.
That's a clip from Captain Phillips, one of many films considered to be in the running for Oscar nominations this year, along with American Hustle, which is expected to be the film to beat. However, critically acclaimed 12 Years a Slave should be in the field as well, and it's coming off a Golden Globe victory just last weekend. Among the other possible contenders, Inside Llewyn Davis, Gravity, Her, and Nebraska, to name just a few. The nominations, as mentioned, about 30 minutes away now, with Oscar night itself set for March the 2nd. Four Canadians have been arrested in the Philippines for drug trafficking. Narcotic agents are saying that the Canadians were taken into custody at a luxury condo in Manila, and they have ties, possibly, to a Mexican drug cartel. More than $2 million in cocaine and methamphetamine have been seized. Filipino officials are saying the arrests come as Mexican and Chinese drug traffickers are on the verge of staging a war in the Philippines. There are growing concerns about the number of Canadians traveling to Syria to fight in the Syrian civil war. This following word that 22-year-old Damien Claremont was killed while fighting with a group the Canadian government has deemed a terrorist organization. Claremont, who was born in Calgary, converted to Islam when he was a teenager, and he was among several Canadians who were under investigation prior to leaving the country. Here's the CBC's Adrian Arsenault.
CSIS watches seemingly helplessly as these young men head off, and then families learn too late that their sons were under investigation, and then they get angry that Canadian authorities didn't intervene or in some cases just lost track of these young men completely. And a few things really seem to be happening here, including the reality that this is a country without exit controls. So unless it's blatantly clear that they have joined a designated terror group, then there's really nothing that can be done to stop them. And in some cases, security forces have convinced parents to take passports away from minors, but that's pretty unusual. And I think really in the case of Canadians leaving to fight in Syria, they aren't flying right into Aleppo. They travel through Turkey first, and there is nothing to stop a Canadian citizen from traveling to Turkey. You don't even need a visa. You just pick one up at the airport.
That's the CBC's Adrian Arsenault. Meanwhile, the UN is reporting a soaring number of executions in northern Syria. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is warning armed opposition groups that these executions could in the end amount to war crimes. Navi Pillay says her office is receiving reports of a series of mass executions involving both civilians and armed fighters. A senior Vatican envoy is being questioned at a public hearing in Geneva called by a UN committee on children's rights. And the committee is expected to ask why the Catholic Church has failed over the years to hand over sexual abuse suspects to police. Imogen Folks has the details.
The Vatican has never before had to defend itself in public. That's why groups representing victims of child sexual abuse describe today's hearings in Geneva as momentous. UN experts will be asking exactly what the Vatican has done to uphold a child's right to protection from violence and sexual abuse. They will want to know why suspected abusers in the church were transferred elsewhere rather than turned over to the police. The hearings are public. They will be webcast.
That's the BBC's Imogen Folks in Geneva. Ford is recalling more than 45,000 Edge SUVs right across North America. It includes about 3,400 on the road here in Canada. Ford is saying there's a fuel line problem that could lead to dangerous leaks. The recalled vehicles were built between September of 2010 and April of last year. And that is the CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings.
Okay, thanks a lot, Joe. And welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour of the morning show. And we're still sitting at minus 1 degrees here outside. Just a sliver of light coming over the Skimmerhorn Mountains right now. And we're on our way to a high of plus 3 with a mix of sun and cloud today. All right, something a little bit different for a morning show. Broken Wings by Atomic Rooster right here on South Kootenai Radio.
I'll be giving them years of my life.
Everybody, the famous segment that everybody seems to enjoy on the show. This day in rock and roll history. We've got a couple of birthdays here. And the first one, of course, yeah, goes way back. 1934, Bob Bogle, bass guitar player for the Ventures. And one of their big hits, Walk, Don't Run. 1938, Ray Phillips, vocalist for the Nashville Teens. And it was that band that had a big hit with Tobacco Road that Edgar Winter and White Trash later went on with some success with. 1942, Billy Francis, keyboard player for Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. Of course, their big hit on the cover of a Rolling Stone. And in 1944, Jim Stafford was born, and of course he had a big hit with Spiders and Snakes. Okay, the useless trivia throughout the years. On January the 16th, we're going to start in 1965, and that's when Chad Allen and the Expressions released their first album under the new name Guess Who. The single issued by the or from the LP was a cover of the version of Johnny Kidd's Shaken All Over that helped launch the career of one of Canada's most successful rock bands. 1976, Peter Frampton's Frampton Comes Alive is released. The album takes just 5 weeks to go gold and turns platinum in less than 3 months. It sold 19 million copies in its first year. 1988, George Harrison tops the Billboard chart with the first single from his Cloud 9 album, Got My Mind Set on You, a song that was originally recorded by James Ray in 1962. In the UK, George's version has spent 4 weeks at number two. And in 1996, Jamaican authorities opened fire on Jimmy Buffett's seaplane, mistaking it for a drug trafficker's plane. U2 singer Bono and Island Records producer Chris Blackwell were with Buffett, but no one was hurt. The incident inspired Buffett to write a song called Jamaica Mistake. All right, let's get rolling here with birthday celebrations going out to Bob Bogle, the bass guitar player for the Ventures, with their big hit Walk, Don't Run, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you. born in a bar. Mama died and my daddy got drunk. Left me here to dark road in the middle of Tobacco Road. Grew up in Russia Shack. All I had was a hand on my back. Only you know how I long this place got Tobacco Road. Cause there's more the only life I've ever known. Only you know how I know Tobacco Road. Some money, get rich or not, to bring it back to Tobacco Road. Bring dynamite in a crate, I blow it up, start all over again. Build a town there, write a show, and give the name Tobacco Road. Process for
this song is the Wildwood Flower. Now, the Wildwood Flower is an old country classic. It's gained a whole new popularity. The song isn't any more popular, but the flower's doing real good. The Wildwood Flower grew wild on the farm, and we never knowed what it was called. Some said it's a flower, and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother, and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry, and then everything was gone. Didn't know what happened, but I knew it beat the hell out of sniffing burlap. I come to, and my brother was there, and he said, "What's wrong with your eyes?" I said, "I don't know. I was chewing on a weed." He said, "Well, let me give it a try." Spent the rest of that day and most of that night trying to find my brother Bill. Caught up with him about 6 o'clock the next morning, naked, singing on the windmill. He said he flew up there. I had to fly up and get him down. He's about half crazy. The very next day, we picked a bunch of them weeds and we put them in the sun to dry. Then we mashed them up and cleaned them off, put them in the corn cob pie. smoking them wildwood flowers got to be a habit. We never seen no harm. Oh, we thought it was kind of handy. Take a trip and never leave the farm. Big old puff that wildwood weed. Next thing you know, you're just wandering around behind the little animals. All good things got to come to an end. It's the same with the wildwood weeds. One day this fella from Washington come by and spied one and turned white as a sheet. And he dug and he burned and he burned and he dug and he killed all our cute little weeds. And then he drove away. We just smiled and waved, sitting there on that sack of seeds. Y'all come back now, you hear?
But it's gonna take money. gonna take time, whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time.
Listening to This Day in Rock and Roll History right here on South Kootenai Radio. Let's finish up with Jimmy Buffett, Jamaica Mistaker, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Taxi to the grill. about to lose my temper as I endeavor to explain. We had only come for chicken. We were not the ganja plane. Well, you should have seen their faces when they finally realized we were not some coked-up cowboys sporting guns and alibis. Come back, back to Jamaica. Don't you know we made a big mistake? We'd be so sad if you told us goodbye. Shot from the lighthouse, they shot from the highway, they shot from the top of the cliff. They'd all gone haywire, we're catching fire, and there wasn't even a spliff. Oh! Some thought me crazy for being way too nice, but it's just another shitty day in paradise. Come back, back to Jamaica. Don't you know we made a big mistake? We'd be so sad if you told us goodbye.
Okay, Jimmy Buffett there, finishing things off for this day in rock and roll history with Jamaica Mistake. It was on this day in 1996 that Jimmy Buffett, a record producer from Island Records and U2's Bono, were flying in Jimmy's seaplane and just taking off, I guess, and apparently the Jamaican authorities opened fire on him, thinking he was trafficking drugs. Poor Jimmy. Anyways, what else we have before that? George Harrison's I Got My Mind Set on You from his Cloud 9 album. That one going to number 2 in 1988. And for some strange reason, Peter Frampton's Show Me the Way wouldn't play. That was a big hit for Peter in 1976 on this day. And we had the Guess Who there, just changing their name from Chad Allen and the Expressions, doing an old Johnny Kidd song, Shaken All Over, and that helped launch the career of the Guess Who being one of Canada's most successful rock bands. And, of course, we had Jim Stafford's birthday today, so I decided to play Wildwood Weed, I guess is the name of that tune. The Nashville Teens with Tobacco Road, Ray Phillips, the vocalist, born on this day in 1938, and we played a little bit of Ventures, Walk, Don't Run, their big hit. Bob Bogle, the bass guitar player of the band, born on this day in 1934. So stay tuned. Tomorrow we'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. All right, let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, we're still sitting at minus 1 degrees, and we are supposed to go up to 4 degrees today. Nice and sunny by the looks of it. And what do we got over in Vancouver? We've got my page isn't loading up. Here it is. Okay, here we go. It's cloudy. I knew it was going to be cloudy, but 2 degrees in Vancouver right now. We've got ice crystals, minus 20 in Yellowknife today. It's been a little cool up there the last couple. And minus 3 in cloudy in Calgary, minus 14 in sunny in Regina. Snowing in Winnipeg, minus 18. Toronto sitting at minus 3 degrees and sunny conditions. Fredericton, cloudy, plus 3. Raining in Halifax, 4 degrees. And St. John's, Newfoundland, raining and 6 degrees. Okay, we got some... this is a DVD about just before Christmas called Ramble at the Ryman. Yeah, it was released in 2011. And a lot of great stars got together for this concert. And it's Lee Von Helm doing... an old band favorite, Ophelia, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
An inspiration for every person in this audience, myself included, one of our heroes, Lee Von Helm.
Oh, that's not too far away from here. Out with the cows and the Lone Star beer, with the living and loving, it's quite all right with me. What they call it, Texas, it's a mighty fine place to be. Runs from Texarkana to El Paso and Oklahoma down to Old Mexico, and there's Houston, Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio. People in Texas sure do make you feel at home.
South Kootenai Radio, coming out of the Creston Valley.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say,
Mud Crunch there, otherwise known as Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Actually, that was the name of their band before they formed the Heartbreakers, and they got together, the original lineup again in 2008 and put out that album. Shady Grove is the name of the tune. And before that, we had, let me just check my notes here, Charlie Daniels Band with a song called Texas. And, of course, starting things off with Levon Helm, Ophelia. a little frog in the throat there. Anyways, it is time, as we are running out of time, for our artist highlight today. And I've decided to kind of continue on a little bit from this day in rock and roll history, as it is Bob Bogle's birthday today, the one of the guitar players, bass guitar specifically, in the band The Ventures. Now, The Ventures got their start in Tacoma, Washington in 1959, and they were kind of gigging around the Washington State and Idaho areas there for a while on various rhythm sections as backup and such. And but anyways, they decided to get together, and they are on all-instrumental band, and I'm going to play, start things off here with probably another one of their most famous hits on top of that one that I played earlier, Walk Don't Run. This particular song, Hawaii 5-0, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you.
Okay, a couple of tunes here by The Ventures for you on our artist highlight today. Of course, brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston, the best-looking building on the downtown strip. All right, that's it for another morning show, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in, and you're welcome to go and visit the website, theskr.com. We've got some podcasts there for you to listen to. We've got some schedules posted and all kinds of other good information. So have a great day, and we will be back again tomorrow at 7:30. And let's see, we've got the news crew just popped in, and they're going to give us 4 minutes and 30 seconds of a news update, and then we'll be back with more regular broadcasting right after that. So have a great day, everyone. We'll catch you all on the flip side.
It is January 16th.